A holiday homecoming concert is going to be taking place on Sunday, December the 20th at 3 p.m. This will be on the campus of UMBC. And this is with the Heifetz International Music Institute. This is on the eve of their 20th anniversary. And I have in the WBJC studio their founder and artistic director, Daniel Heifetz. It's lovely to welcome you back to WBJC. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Good to see you again.
So an anniversary, of course, is always a good time to take stock, and
yes.
20 years is really quite some time. I wonder how it has evolved as you anticipated.
It's incredible. I never could have anticipated where it has gone and what it's become. It went from being something very small, and with my experimenting on the concept of how do you teach young musicians how to communicate the emotion of music, the Institute for Violin, Viola, and Cello. So bringing together experts in voice, because you have to be able to sing the music and able to play it. Speaking in public, to be able to realize that when you talk with somebody, you connect in the eyes. And then we bring in a pop blues artist to work with these uptight classical instrumentalists on how to think out of the box. We also bring in wellness person to work with them on understanding how to keep your body healthy. And we bring in a movement expert, how to feel comfortable in your own skin. How do you make the violin or the cello become a breathing part of your body instead of a piece of wood? And then the most difficult, we bring in a theater director. And the theater director works on how do you identify an emotion? Can you bring that emotion to the surface in front of 1,000 strangers? And then can you find the energy to take that revealed emotion, project it with what the composer is asking you to do, through this piece of wood, and with energy projected to the last person in the balcony. Yes, you, all the way in that back seat. Can you feel what I'm feeling? And so, but now for the holiday, we have a brilliant group of alumni coming up to UMBC for Sunday afternoon's concert as a way to be part of this 20th anniversary celebration.
Well, with 1,400 alum, you're obviously doing something right. So let's have a look at the structure of the program, a Christmas concerto with Arcangelo Corelli and some music by Bach. It seems that very often you do concentrate on the Baroque era.
Actually, it just so happens that for this concert, when we think about who's coming and what might be exciting for the audience. So I have a brilliant young Russian violinist, Nikita Borisevich, and a brilliant Chinese violinist, Jiwan Song, who actually won the Beijing International Violin Competition 2 years ago. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great for them to do the double concerto? So the greatest one is the Bach double concerto. And then to do Winter of the Four Seasons, it was perfect for this holiday concert. And I have an amazing young violinist, an American, Rachel Wong, who's going to do the solo part. So, and to start, obviously, with the Christmas concertos, because it's the holiday concert. This is called the Henry and Dorothy Rosenberg Concert, underwritten by the wonderful philanthropist Henry Rosenberg here in Baltimore.
I've been speaking to Daniel Heifetz, the founder and artistic director of the Heifetz International Music Institute. They're presenting their holiday homecoming concert on Sunday the 20th at 3 p.m. in the new Earl and Dariel Leinen Concert Hall on the campus of UMBC. More information is on their website at heifetzinstitute.org. Thank you so much, Daniel. Have a great season.
Thank you. Great to be here.